Bosch and Marsh back for another episode.
Bosch and Marsh checking in. We have any shout outs today?
I actually don't know if we have any shout outs. We didn't
check the email real quick.
We
got a few we got some feedback on yesterday's episode.
We did.
We've got some serious interest in the merch too, so that might be coming soon.
That is true. We have a lot of people saying they want to get the merch.
Yeah. Then we had a little bit of feedback from our good buddy Dotson.
Okay.
He said the yesterday's episode was really impactful to him.
Which I agree with.
I agree. I think it was an impactful episode, so we'll give him a shout out for that. And he also had a question we could answer right now. He said, I was wondering if we could explain the connection between Pinkfoot and Charlie.
Oh.
Now, that's a pretty deep question. Maybe we should introduce our guest before getting into that.
Yeah, we should. We should hit on that a little later. Yeah. Our guest today is our number one fan a couple days ago. Yeah. We have Kenna. Hello, Kenna.
Hello.
We actually have a couple questions for Kenna before we get started, don't we, Bosch?
Yeah.
Kenna, what does our podcast mean to you?
Personally. On a personal level.
It really means everything because it just makes me happy when I have to listen to it. It really just makes my day.
Really? So can you give us like one example of how it kind of changed things around for you during the day?
I know that your intro, just I even recorded it with my friend, and it just means a lot.
That's great. So
yeah,
Kenna, how did you find out about us?
Through Spotify. You got to go listen through Anchor app and Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
That's the way to go.
And Kenna, any special words for all our listeners?
Listen to Bosch and Marsh because they are literally the best.
Literally.
Do we agree with that, Bosch?
I agree with that.
Oh, I 100% agree with that.
100%.
All right. What was our question for the day?
Dotson wanted us to explain the connection between Zumba and hair loss. So before we put our professional opinion, Kenna, do you have anything on that subject?
I don't know. Zumba, like, can you explain to me how that works so I can have more input?
Zumba, you kind of like wiggle yourself around in very weird manners.
That's a good way to put it.
If you like wiggle so much, like your hair just like naturally just falls out.
That's true. It probably creates friction on your skin, and then the hair could start to, you know.
I think so.
I think it probably has something to do with the wiggling friction.
The question is it the same? Is it the same deal with jazzercise?
I think jazzercise has a similar effect, but it's a little bit different because you've got music in the background. It's not just like freestyle wiggling. It's coordinated.
Coordinated wiggling.
I feel
Kenna,
like Zumba. Yeah, Zumba probably would relate to more hair loss than whatever. What is it called? Crap.
Jazzercise.
Jazzercise. There's the same thing, basically. One with music.
Yeah. I was a jazzercise instructor for a while, and I have all my hair, so.
That's
true. I don't think jazzercise really causes hair loss on the same level as Zumba.
Well, on the other hand, we have Julie, and she's definitely thinning.
We weren't supposed to say that on air.
Oh, we weren't supposed to say that on air. I'll text her later, and I'll make up for it.
Yeah.
We'll give Julie a shout-out next episode to make up
don't
for that.
Tell Julie we're giving her a shout-out.
Yeah, we won't tell her. Kenna, don't tell Julie we're going to give her a shout-out.
Hopefully that about clears
I'll
it up.
I'll try my hardest.
Hopefully, Dotson, if you're listening to this, shoot us an email once you hear, and see if that clears the question up.
Yeah. Were there any other questions?
I think that was it from yesterday's episode.
That was it from yesterday.
It was just a question about the merch, when it was going to be available. I think we're thinking the next 2 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, Kenna is one of the involved in working on designing our merch. Kenna, you have anything to say about our merch?
Any updates?
It's going to be the best merch you've ever seen, and you better buy some.
Agreed.
Do we have any idea what the price is going to look like for this merch?
I don't. Probably around like $20, but hopefully cheaper if we can get that worked out so everyone can get some.
Also, the more listeners we have, the more money we make, the cheaper our merch can be. We're doing this for you guys. We want to get you cheap merch.
Not about
so
the money for us.
Make sure you send it out to all your friends, and we'll be able to market our merch for cheaper.
And your grandparents, for that matter.
And your grandparents.
We've got a slight listening audience, ages 45 to 59, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But we are still solely in the United States, so
yeah,
international listeners will be ideal.
Kenna, how have you been promoting our podcast?
I've sent it to my church friends. One of my church friends is actually sitting right here with me right now as we're filming this.
Which friend's name?
Autumn.
Oh, she followed the Instagram.
Autumn followed the Instagram. Oh, Autumn is one of our biggest fans.
I think we got an email.
Autumn, do you have anything you want to say to all our listeners?
Hey, this podcast is the best thing you will ever hear in your life. It makes my day every single day.
That's what I said. Oh, but nice.
I know, but you know, it does.
Gosh, that touches my heart because that's really what her mission is.
It really does. I'm looking at her emails right now, actually. She says that golf isn't a sport. And actually, our listener, Dotson.
Oh, Dotson also asked that. Yes, Autumn, could you explain what your thoughts about golf are? Because we've had multiple people say that they think it's not a sport.
It's definitely not. I mean, it's not that hard to just take a club and just hit a ball down the field. It's pretty simple. I don't think it takes that much skill. But, I mean, some people think it's a sport, but I just don't see it as one. You can't really get hurt unless you...
Stupid.
Yeah, unless you do something dumb. So, I don't think it's that big of a sport. All you do is walk and hit a ball.
Autumn, what do you think about the fact that it seems like you have to be at least 65 to be able to start playing golf?
I think it has something to do with your knees. You have to start playing. And if your knees are too good, then won't let you play. Because then you can't get your swing right. Like the golf club, like you can't really get your hips around if your knees aren't loose enough.
That's probably true. Autumn, what do you think about that?
I think that's pretty true. I think it's more of a retired old person sport. So if you're not good at anything else, that's pretty much what you do. Or if you're just retired and it's just,
it's a way to hang around with your drinking buddies.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really good to pull about.
See, well, Jack and I weren't good at anything else.
Except podcasting.
Except podcasting.
Which I'm not sure we're good at this
either. I'm not positive we're good at this, but we got a pretty good listening
we're
audience.
Giving it our all then.
We have a special in studio guest too, and she just cracked a grin.
For the first time in 4 episodes, so.
So she just giggled too. So first time in 4 episodes, this has actually been funny.
Yeah.
I think that's probably thanks to Ken and Autumn.
Yeah,
I'm so glad I could help out here, you all.
Me too. This is the best thing ever.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for your involvement.
It's really wonderful.
Thank you for letting us be on this.
No, it's our pride and joy.
Well, before we go, do you guys have anything to add or – ask us about?
Yeah.
What? How much did you make in the last episode? You have not told us.
Yeah, how much did you make?
We are currently at 73 cents. Whoa. I think about 1 cent of that was from the last episode.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
That's real.
We have. Yeah. I'll check. Yeah, we're at 73 cents.
Everyone should make sure to make a post on your Instagram stories about us.
That's true.
I will definitely do that.
We just got a quality picture for our post.
Yeah, we do.
So make sure you go and like that here in a few minutes.
Yeah, honestly, you could probably just go ahead and, go to our Instagram and screenshot our post that we're going to put out here in a moment and just put that in your stories.
I will do that as soon as it comes out.
That's wonderful. All right. Well, I think that's it for the day.
Yeah.
Autumn and Kenna, thank you so much for your involvement today.
Thank you for having us. It's been an honor.
Yeah.
It really has.
All right. Bosch and Marsh signing off.
Bosch and Marsh signing off.